This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
So, queues have returned to filling stations in Port Harcourt City, and not just in Port Harcourt, also other parts of the country. I think it started some parts of the north, and Abuja as well, when we heard that some of the associations were going to protest and were not going to work, and that means they were not going to lift products from Tank Farms. And that was just how it started. And it was only a matter of time. It was going to get to us here in Port Harcourt, and it has eventually. But not for the usual reasons. It's not usual for the usual reasons. How is this going to be sorted out? How long will Nigerians have to suffer this? How long will Rivers people suffer this is a big question. I went around some of the filling stations yesterday and found out that some are even selling above the usual price now. I bought somewhere for 200 naira a litre. I don't know how much you bought, but I'm pretty sure you'd let us know. We are live on Facebook, so you can watch and you can listen, and you can also drop comments. Please, while you're dropping those comments, make them short and do well to include how much you've been buying petrol lately. But the ultimate question we're asking this morning is the continuous queues off and on at filling stations. It's becoming one time too many. It's almost like this would never end. Administration upon administration upon administration. We have had queues at filling stations. We've had problems with petrol, whether it's because the product was not available. The last time was contaminated products that came in, and we battled that for a long while. Now we're having unions have issues, and now people are suffering for that particular problem and the misunderstanding that these unions have. How long is this going to continue? The problem of petrol scarcity and filling station queues, or however you want to put it, whose responsibility? Who should be blamed the most? Some people have said the government is not doing what it ought to do. Some other people would say that the marketers and all of the other stakeholders involved in that sector are taking advantage of the situation and are contributing to the problem. Who would you blame? Let's find out from you. We're live on Facebook again, Nigeria Info PH. I'd like you to drop your comments there and talk to us about this. Who should Nigerians be looking to? Who should take a larger part of the blame? Those in the sectors, I'm talking about the marketers, owners of filling stations, and the rest of them who have been accused of shortchanging the system or taking advantage of the system. For instance, some are saying now, because of what's happening, we have some stations selling above the normal price. Well, their excuse before now is that they are not buying the product at the price that they ought to from depots, hence they're selling the way that they're selling. And we're trying to cope with that. Buying petrol at 180 some places, 170 something some places, it became normal. It was no longer the approved government pump price, and it became normal for whatever reason. And now it's taken a whole new direction. Well, for some reason, we're supposed to have clarity with all the situation from Petroan. Petroan was supposed to be here. The chairman of Petroan in Rivers State, Francis Dinkba, was supposed to be in the studio. He already agreed to be in the studio, unfortunately, for all of us. I don't know what has happened now. He decided not to take his calls, return any text messages that has been sent to him, and he's not here now. We don't know why, after agreeing to be here to clarify some of these issues for Rivers people. What's happening? Why are some stations selling above what they're selling? How are they getting the product? What really? Is Petron involved in what's happening? Well, sadly, we cannot get all of those information now because Mr. Francis Dinkba did not show up. But regardless, we're still going to have your thoughts about the situation on ground. Where are you buying? How much are you buying? What is the situation in your area? The filling stations around you, are they open? Are they selling? Do they have products? When was the last time you got products for yourself? How much did you buy it? Who, importantly, are you blaming in all of this? Is it the marketers now or the government? Some people say the state government should do something. Some say the federal government should do something. Other people are saying, well, those marketers and in the business of this petroleum business aren't to be blamed. Well, let's find out who you think and what your thought is. 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003. Again, I'll take those numbers, 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003. Now, those are the numbers to call. After taking a few of your calls, as we make progress on the show, I'll play you some of the interviews we had with Ip Man and Nupeng, respectively, so you can get to hear what the leadership of those unions had to say about the situation and what we should be expecting. But in the meantime, let's take your calls and let's hear from you this morning. And first caller, Okunkwo from Choba, is on the line. Good morning to you, Okunkwo. You're welcome.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning. Talk to us.
I was surprised to ask Why is what is happening in the petroleum industry? Why is this happening? And why it is happening is because the federal government and the NPC and the NPC and other relevant bodies, they have decided for the citizens to suffer. They have decided for the citizens to be helpless. They have decided for the citizens to continue to battle with poverty. And unfortunately, the bad government of APC has decided that the citizens of this country should be frustrated, and really the citizens are frustrated.
Okay.
So that is the reason. The suffering will continue until we bring the
Peace
and Labour Party to this country.
Okunkwo says,
"Thank you."
Okay, all right. Thank you. He says the suffering will continue. We hope it doesn't. Dota from Gokana. Good morning to you.
Thank you, Mr. Andrew. Good morning.
Hi, morning. You're welcome.
I don't understand myself because it is difficult, and what I'm hearing that the union are not able to put themselves together. And so I, as an ordinary Nigerian, will suffer for them not putting themselves together, Mr. Andrew. This is unfair. I want to say that the government, whether they are federal or they are in the state, they should put these people together to know how to treat citizens. They do all of this and they make more money. Why we suffer? Is it fair? Yeah, I don't know what I've refused to go to any of the video sessions because the stories
much,
I hear is not funny.
Daughter, when you
so
bought,
I don't want
much
to go to anywhere. I let them continue this thing they are doing, but God is watching all of us.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Andrew.
Thank you, Daughter. From Gokana. I wanted to find out how much she bought. I have some messages on Facebook Live I'll look at quickly. Good morning, Anele from NTA Road.
Good morning.
Morning to you, Anele. You're welcome. Talk to us. Good morning.
Yesterday, I bought fuel at 205.
205 naira per liter.
Yes.
Around where did you buy, please?
Around MPA.
Whoa. That's
around MPA.
Okay.
You see, the government of Buhari, let me not use the foul language.
Please don't.
A government that never got anything right from day one.
But are you aware? Are you aware that this problem now is not as a result of the government per se?
It is the government. It is the government. I remain the government. When the government fails to get anything right, it must lie so it will get down the line. I will affect the masses.
Oh, okay.
But I never got anything right since he came to power. Please, let Nigeria do this. I'm pushing out of this government.
All right, Anele, thank you very much from NTA Road. All right, so I just want to give you an idea. I told you I was going to play you some of the inserts we had after conversations we had for the news with the Ip Man Port Harcourt Depot Unit Secretary Chibuike Ozo Ejike. We also spoke with the Nupeng guy and the Ip Man National President as well. Now, the Ip Man National President said the association is authorized to collect levy and has not harassed anyone while doing so. It's a conversation of levy collection between Ip Man and if Nupeng is involved in this too, we can't tell. Here you have the Secretary of Ip Man in Port Harcourt Depot unit here, Chibuike Ozoejike. He says the issues that led to the situation in the state will be resolved soon. He did not state how soon, but this was what he said.
Candid advice to the Rivers people is that they should be patient, they should remain calm. Government already have taken it upon themselves to see that justice is done, and by virtue of the acceptance that the Supreme Court decision is final, I believe there will be a quicker resolution to this crisis. I don't encourage anybody to engage in panic buying because there's product. So people should go about their normal business. I believe in a short while, this matter will be resolved.
Okay, so when he spoke with our correspondent, the tanker drivers have been shortchanging Ipman for years. And he said that the tanker drivers have been doing this for a while. And every time Ipman had, you know, wanted to do the right thing, the tanker drivers would threaten with a strike. This was his perspective of that.
It's not as if they're supposed to collect our money. They are supposed to collect their own money while Ipman collects our money. But what they have been doing is collecting both their money and Ipman money by force. They are able to do that because when you want to load a product, you go to the union office where you are meant to pay the levy for every union. So eventually they collect the Ipman levy illegally. And when there is a means for us to, like now that we're trying to collect the money ourselves by Ipman staff, they will threaten strike or they will go on strike. So they are more or less blackmailing the government of the day.
Well, the national president of Ipman, Chinedu Okoronkwo, said the association is authorized to collect levy and they have not harassed anyone while they are doing so. Meanwhile, from Nupeng, Alex Aguano says tanker drivers, an arm of the union, had to stop work until the issues are resolved. So you see, it then would mean nobody is delivering these products, right? The fact that at least we have Nupeng saying something about this and Ipman saying something about this, because perhaps they are the ones most directly involved. Petron, on the other hand, the filling station owners who sell these products to the end consumers, well, are not saying anything. We actually thought we were going to get their own part of the conversation today. Unfortunately, we did not. We did all we could to ensure that we got it, but sadly, we're not getting it. It would have been nice to understand from Petron's perspective then, because if people say they're not buying for how much they're buying in litter, it's going to be old stock now, not new ones. How are you getting the products then if there are new stocks that you're selling? If the tanker drivers are not, you know, picking up products from the depots, this question's very huge. He says, importantly, if you take anything from that, the Port Harcourt Depot Unit Ipman secretary says the issues that led to the situation will be resolved soon. How soon? So many people are already blaming government. Some are blaming the unions. On Facebook Live, I'll take some of your reactions quickly. Nigeria Info PH, you can be a part of the conversation on Facebook. So go there and let us know who you want to blame. How much have you been buying a litter? This is Falcao Maven from Facebook Live. He says, I blame the state government. Oh, okay. Stanley says, good morning. Good morning to you, Stanley. Bought per liter, 200 naira per liter at Choba. The government is the reason why we're here. Oh. On WhatsApp, 0809-030-6416. That's the number on WhatsApp. Let us know. This one on WhatsApp says, as regards to the fuel crisis in the state, the tanker drivers union are to blame for illegally collecting trip levy due Ipman against Supreme Court judgment. There's a leadership tussle that used to happen that was on in Ipman. Perhaps Ipman would one day have to clarify these things for us so we understand which leadership is the official one and which one is not the official one. What kind of agreement did Ipman have with the tanker drivers before now, past administrations, and what is really supposed to be happening as regards to normal? They have to give us this information at one point. Hopefully, they come out and speak about it. All right, call us up on 0817-923-0009. That's the number to call. We'll be a part of the conversation this morning. We'll go on a very short commercial in a matter of moments. On Twitter, we are also there, Nigeria Info PH. so you can drop your comments and let us take them. Nigeria Info PH on Twitter and on Facebook. What is the situation? This one says, good morning, Jude, on WhatsApp. Good morning, it's annoying. I bought a liter 250 naira. I don't know when we will do anything right in this country. This is from Vivian Ovuru. 250 naira. I would really like to know where you bought this for 250. So people buying for as much as 250, 200. Good morning. I bought at 250 liters yesterday along East West Road. Oh, okay. We'll go on a short commercial. When we return, we'll take more of your messages. How much have you been buying per liter? What area did you buy from? And who are you blaming for all of this at the moment is what we want to know. Send in those comments. The show continues after now.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
The big question remains, who should be held responsible for the return of queues to filling stations around the country? Port Harcourt right now, it's a very dire situation. Who should be held responsible? The government at the different levels or the unions? Now, just to make you understand this better, it is basically a matter of levies. Like, if we want to narrow it down, we'd say levies. Now, this is it. IPMAN saying that they are authorized to collect levies and they do so without harassing anybody. On the other hand, the tanker drivers are saying that, hey, they have to resolve these issues because they're not going to be paying these levies like that. So now, the question is, if tanker drivers are claiming that they have not been paying these levies before, or the levies are not not backed by any document or law, it's not what should be. If that is what tanker drivers are saying, then where is IPMAN now coming from to say they should pay? Or has IPMAN not been collecting these levies before and chose to start now? Or is it something that has been there but not been implemented, but then now IPMAN has decided to implement it? So you understand that this is what's happening between these unions now. So would you still want to blame the government for the situation presently, of the unions? Some people would say if the government has fixed refineries, if the government has done this and done that, these people might not even have the chance to be doing all of these things that they are doing now. But this is what it is. This is where we are. Petrol stations already now, some are selling 200, 250, 190 something, 220. Sadly, we thought we would hear from Petron, the organization that's supposed to be in charge of filling station owners and marketers who sell these products. We're not getting any information from them. They are the ones who haven't said anything amongst the various unions too in all of this. They have not said any word. We thought we would get words from them today. Unfortunately, we did not because their chairman failed to appear. But you, a resident of the state, you've been buying petrol at what costs? So if you're buying at 220, 250, who would you want to blame? The unions or the government? Let's go to the phone lines and hear from you. 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0002. Or 0817-923-0003. Some people say the government should even step in and ensure that these unions do the right thing because Nigerians cannot suffer for their own misunderstandings. 0817-923-0007. 0817-923-0007. 0817-923-0009. We are live on Facebook. Watch and comment. 08, I beg your pardon, Nigeria Info PH on Facebook. Nigeria Info PH. That's the handle. On Twitter as well, Nigeria Info PH. Let's hear from you what your view is on this. We already have the post up on Facebook, so you can go there and drop your comments as quickly as possible. We'll be taking your calls on WhatsApp. Send your messages to 0809-030-6416. Temple is on the line from Rumomasi this morning. Hello, Temple. Good morning to you.
Good morning, the very distinguished evening. And how are you doing this morning, sir?
Thank you. I'm doing very fine. Go straight to the point, please.
The very distinguished evening, Andrew. Permit me to tell the governor that at this point in time, we need a commissioner for energy and natural resources. At this point in time, this is when we need the most, the commissioner, to weigh in. Like the question you asked, if the government or the petroleum marketer or the IPMAN are to be blamed, I tell you at this point in time, we are the people. And we shouldn't cry more than the bereaved. Like the IPMAN is talking, am I a tanker driver? Are you a tanker driver? That we should suffer for a cost we know nothing about. Should we suffer for this? And if there is any need for them to channel their complaint, is it not direct to the government? Must they punish us? I think this is selfish on their own part. And the last time I bought a fuel at AP, close to the Rokokurandabad, at 210 naira. And if you ask me and you agree with me that these are old products, if they were to be sincere, are they supposed to be selling at that cost? When we know that even the petrol they are dispensing now is an old one, not even a new one, that would have you and I would say
well,
that
we they due to
the stress and the hurdle they pass through in getting this new product, so therefore we should be part of the problem and we should suffer for it.
Temple, thank you.
Creed on the own part.
Thank you very much, Temple. Abe from Rumola, good morning to you.
Hello?
Abe, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. In respect on the ongoing fuel scarcity in River State, PTD are to be held responsible for it. PTD, the tanker drivers, the ones to stay out of IPMAN issues. Conniving with some miscreants to take IPMAN levy is not right.
In
NMPC, before you issue, you'll be issued your
Oh, goodness, Abe, please. You got interrupted there by the network. Victor from Ada George, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew.
Mm-hmm. Good morning to you.
Okay, for the person you're asking, who are we supposed to blame?
Who should be held responsible?
Okay. I think I will blame the man. Okay, because they need to understand themselves. Mupeng and Gibman can't be having issues and the masses will be suffering. As at yesterday, I bought fuel 250 per liter.
250?
Yes. I spent 10 liters, 20,000, 5,000 naira. It's something else. Seriously, I bought it at the room in the corn oil. It's not nice. I was trying paying that money. It's not nice. Seriously.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Victor. So the question again, where is Petroan? We need to hear. People say that they are buying petrol at this. I mean, the association should say something as to why people are filling stations. Some of them are selling the product at that price. If really they are selling at that price. We've heard people say 200, some said 250, some said 210. At this point, some sort of explanation should be given by the association, the union. And hopefully a statement would come out from Petron at some time and we get to hear what's responsible. Are they selling new stocks, old stocks? Why the increase in the price of the pump price of petrol illegally? Because that's not the legal price. It's illegal. So what's happening? Is it really what this is? Is the association aware that some of their members may be selling at this price? Many questions to ask. Many questions to ask. As much as 250 now. On Facebook Live, a few comments. Nelson Friday says, the Banana Republic has gone bananas. A sham, scam, ruthless entity bound to fail. I don't know which republic is the Banana Republic, Nelson. Akaga Cherechi Emmanuel on Facebook Live says, when the house is not in order, we blame the father. Oh, pardon me, I had to laugh. Who is the father in this case? He says, we blame the government and the Minister of Petroleum, who never had the citizens at heart. Let government wade in now. I just bought for 250 naira per litre now. I know it used to be the DPR, but I think now the nomenclature has changed. I don't know. I can't remember exactly. We're supposed to be going around to ensure that filling stations are selling at the price that they ought to sell. Because if everybody is saying that they are buying 200, 220, 250, I bought for 200 myself. And several other people along different filling stations around different parts of Port Harcourt City. Then the question would be, who's going around to inspect and ensure that these people are selling at the price that they should sell? Or government has allowed everybody to do it the way they want. Is that what's happening in the sector now? And the associations, unions are not aware that these filling stations are selling at this price now. Is that the case? 0817-923-0009. 0817-923-0009 or 0817-923-0007. These are the numbers for you to call and talk to us. This person says we talk about the state of primary and secondary schools. We have been talking about it. I think some days ago we talked about it, even on Monday to be exact. This person says, good morning, Ifeemi. Yesterday, we bought 250 naira at Eneka Road. Okay, another 250. This one says, Clinton Daniel, I bought 400 naira a litre this morning at Mile 2. Another person, Johnson is calling from Port Harcourt Town. Good morning, Johnson.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. How are you?
I'm very fine, thank you.
Okay, so the issue here is in the union. And sincerely, they have not been truthful to the citizens of Rivers. So you need to understand that there are two factions of the Ipman. And PTD belongs to one faction.
Are you a member of Ipman?
Which their own leader has told them to down to.
Are you a member of Ipman, Johnson, if you can hear me?
It's just selfish interest within people that has refused to put the citizens of Rivers at heart. This is purely for selfish interest. So because one of the factions has the PTD in his favor that he can do whatever he likes, that's why he's showing superiority or whatever it is. There is fraud. And you can't blame retail owners. They have expenses they need to run. They have issues. They have staff to pay. So if I cannot leave products from the depot, but I need to still pay my staff, so what am I supposed to do? I probably have to increase. The demand is high. Of course, price will go up. So this is not a function of old stock or present stock. That is to cover up for the days. A lot of finishers are struck down as we speak. PHED will bring bill at the end of the month. Salaries will be paid. Products, we don't know when I'm going to get to sell. So those are the issues. And nobody will come to attend or to say the truth about it. They just come in and say political language and talk different things. This is purely an Ipman issue.
All right, Johnson, thank you. I like how he put it there. These people, the filling station, we need to sell. We need to pay our workers. But I don't think but you need to sell. Does that mean you have to sell at the price you're selling now when you bought at a lower price? I mean, there's a thin line between profit and greed. Isn't that what we should say? Isn't it better you sell the old stock you have at the price that you should sell at, depending on the price you bought it, sell it off, and if you know you don't have product, you shut down, close, don't open because you don't have product, and we know that you don't have product, instead of trying to sell the stock that you bought for a while ago that you've been selling at the same price, but because now this issue has come up, you decided to sell for 400. There's a thin line between profit and greed, don't you think? Samuel from Amerilu is on the line. Good morning, Samuel.
Good morning, Tim.
Go on.
You see, This issue of space taxi is not a welcome development at all. You know that even in my community, there's no light up to now, Omerelu. Since how many moons? And now, coupled with this fake SD, people using fuel to charge phone cannot walk. People going to different places from business or other cannot move because of the high price of things. Please, I want to appeal to the state government to weigh into this matter between those unions to resolve this. People will not be suffering much like this. They don't want us to die. Look at everywhere, hardship everywhere. Go to market, cannot go. Okay, children are just opening school now. They cannot go to school because of transport to go to school. They should consider poor masses are bad. I bet they should have bought any that government has problem.
Thank you very much, and we'll take one more call from Oji, NTA Road. Good morning to you.
Yes, good morning.
You're welcome. Good morning.
Yes. Brother Fiemi, can you remember that on February of this year, it was a story of a scarcity of fuel? This is September. It's a story of a scarcity of fuel. Between now to November, December, there also be a story of scarcity of fuel. In other reasonable countries, they have what is called economic or business monitoring teams. Economic or business monitoring teams. They are the people that check everything concerning business and also regulate the prices. The way, if you have that in this your country.
So the
inability to govern and weak government continues. That is the culture of this country.
Thank you, Oji from NTA Road. We have to wrap things up now. But is it really a problem of scarcity? Think about it. If we're saying that it's the unions and tanker drivers who are not lifting products and all of that, it means then that, doesn't that mean that product is available? And should we then say that it's a problem of scarcity or just a problem of some people not doing what they ought to do for whatever reasons that they have? Think about it. Just put out that question there. Well, we have to wrap things up now. Thank you very much. Unfortunately, again, sorry, we couldn't. We wish we could have heard from Petron. So we understand why some filling stations are selling at the price that they are selling. I'm pretty sure there's an explanation for it. Unfortunately, we didn't get it today. Hopefully, some other time we will. My name is Ifeemi Andrew. Jude will be coming in shortly for Hello Port Harcourt, and I'm sure one way or the other Jude will talk about this. Jude will complain about this because I'm sure he bought petrol and it wasn't easy. Oracle called me yesterday and was also trying to confirm, like, is this what's happening? I was like, bro, this is what it is. Well, be safe and do your best. By the way, Ifeemi Andrew on all social media platforms, on Instagram, Ifeemi Andrew Official. Thank you very much. Enjoy the rest of our programs.